Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Welcome to Mulliganville.
Will somebody get this monkey off my bed?
Why don't you head into the kitchen and start fixing us something to eat?
Okay, there's four of us and four birds.
Do either of you two like animals?
It depends on how they're cooked.
Prepare yourself for a real meal.
Mr. Whittaker, over here.
Oh, hello, Michael. Oh, my, this is quite an operation you've got going here.
So far, so good. With the Connellsville Zoo closing and everything. Tracy, sweetheart, the kangaroos go into the stall by the barn. This one's for the baby elephant.
Oh, right. Got it.
Anyway, with the zoo closing, we've agreed to take on a few of the... Lisa, the ostriches, they're looking pretty skittish. Is there some way you can calm them down some?
I'm trying. Nick and his mountain goats, they're scaring them half to death.
If you'd stop mothering them bird brains of yours, we could get them moving. Hey, Mr. Whittaker.
Hello, Nick.
Yaha! Come on, fellas, move them hooves. Yippee-yay.
Obviously, too many cowboy movies. Where were we?
You mentioned taking in some of the zoo's animals.
Right. Just a few, you know, to see how things go.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with this much property, it only seemed fitting to, you know, do our Noah bit. To try and save... Wait, watch your step there. Your step, watch... Never mind. Sorry.
Well, I wonder if Noah wore boots.
Are you sticking around for dinner?
Well, you look pretty busy, Michael. I wouldn't want to impose.
Oh, no bother. In fact, it would be great to have a two-legged guest for a change.
Mr. Whittaker, huh? The ostriches! Look out!
You were saying something about the two-legged guests?
Well, I was thinking more of the type without feathers. We'd love you to stay as long as you don't mind eating vegetarian. So right now, with all the animals, well, Lisa's gotten kind of sensitive to this meat-eating subject.
Mm. Oh, sure, Mike. I'd love to.
Great. Okay, let's go, guys. It's getting dark. Come on now. Let's move it.
Tracy, that was one fine meal. Thanks for having me out.
Anytime, Mr. Whittaker.
Hey, it was great seeing you again. Lisa, what are you doing out here? Shouldn't you be in bed?
Yeah, I just wanted to check on Nick's mountain goats. He was so mean to them this afternoon, and they seem kind of sad.
They'll be fine, sweetheart.
Can't I just stay a few more minutes?
I don't think
Please,
so.
Please, I'll only be...
Good night, Lisa.
All right, good night. Good night, Mr. Whittaker.
Sweet dreams, Lisa. Well, she does have a way with animals, doesn't she?
I really think some of it has to do with her blindness.
Hmm.
It's as if they sense her vulnerability and her love for them.
Hmm.
Yeah, Nick's pretty good with them, too, though. But I'd have to say their approach is as different as night and day.
Yeah, like everything else about them.
Are there still problems?
Well, not like before. Now they're just getting used to the brother-sister thing. Lisa's all girl and Nick's...
Mega macho man.
Oh, I wonder where he picked that up.
Hey.
Well, listen, you two, I know this might not be the best timing, you know, with your moving and the animals and everything, but...
What's up with?
Well, rumor has it that two of you have made some sort of an agreement with God.
Word travels fast.
Actually, what we've done is promised to try and never say no to him.
Oh, I see.
So after my father's death, we decided we wanted to make more of an impact on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured the best place to start was by agreeing to do whatever God wanted, no matter how unusual the request.
Even if it means running a wild animal park. Why do you ask of it?
Well, there's a single mother at our church. She's going in for some very extensive surgery, and, well, her children really have no place to stay.
And?
Well, with all of your room here on the farm and the possibility that you'll need some extra hands with these animals...
You thought they could stay here?
Well, actually, I was just hoping you'd pray about it.
Oh, we'd love to.
Pray, she means.
Now, it may be too much of an inconvenience.
No, no, not if it's something God wants.
If it's something he wants.
So, you'll pray about it then?
Absolutely.
All right, that would be great. Well, good night, and thanks again.
You bet.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Whittaker. More children, huh?
The more the merrier.
Well, I suppose we could always incorporate the Magnificent Mulligans Incorporated. It's got a nice ring to it.
Or we could just become a city. Welcome to Mulliganville.
Hmm. But it's okay with you if we pray about this first, right?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yes, why not indeed.
What's going on, Nathan? Nick, are you all right?
Will somebody get this monkey off my bed?
Oh. She's not a monkey. She's a chimpanzee. And her name is Winona.
Well, I don't care what she is. Just tell Miss Banana Breath to get off my chest.
Poor baby. Did that mean old boy hurt your feelings? Honestly, Nick, if you're gonna work with animals, you've got to learn to lighten up. Go with the flow.
Oh, Lisa, there you are. Honey, here's the laundry you left out on the clothesline. At least, what's left of it.
What's left? What, these are my jeans, and they're...
Mm-hmm.
They're full of holes, and... Oh, my good silk blouse, it's all shredded to pieces.
I'm afraid Nick's goats got out in the middle of the night. I guess they were a little hungry.
Mom!
Sorry.
Nick!
Sorry, kiddo. But if you work with animals, you gotta lighten up. Go with the flow. Come on. Stop being such a wimp. Just lift your trunk and let me dump this in. Come on now. Look, it's good stuff. Check this out. See? Yum, yum.
Try to save a little for the elephant, will you, Nick?
I don't know what his problem is. He hasn't eaten anything since he got here. Maybe feeding him with a bottle isn't such a great idea. Come on now.
He's still a baby, Nick. He needs to be bottle fed. Maybe if you tried, I don't know, a slightly less aggressive approach?
Yeah, instead of wrestling him to the ground and shoving it down his throat.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Why do you have to be so rough with him? Can't you see? He's still scared. Can't you be a little more tender?
Hey, he's a guy, I'm a guy. We'll work things out, trust me.
What, man to elephant?
Yeah, it works better than mothering him to death like you do those bird brain ostriches of yours.
At least those bird brains are eating. At this rate, who knows how long your little guy
Gus
is gonna last.
Gus and me, we're doing just fine.
Gus? You named him Gus?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. I mean, if he's a Russian weightlifter.
It's a man's name, all right? He'll grow into it.
Not if he doesn't eat. Here, maybe he just needs a woman's touch.
I tell you, we got it covered.
Obviously, your macho mania isn't working. Just let me...
Lisa.
Will you stop being so...
Guys, look. You're two very different people with two very different approaches.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, one's right, the other's wrong.
And you each have your assigned animals, so concentrate on them. If you have trouble, I'm here to help, but that's my job, Lisa, not yours.
Sorry.
Listen, it's getting close to lunch. While Nick and I work with Gus, why don't you head into the kitchen and start fixing us something to eat?
Oh, great.
What, now you have a problem with my cooking?
Well, I didn't know piling raw fruits and vegetables on a plate was considered cooking.
Guys!
I mean, she never fixes a real meal. It's always some sort of rabbit food.
You eat it, don't you?
Yeah, as if I had a choice.
Whoa, time out. Nick, are you saying you don't like Lisa's cooking?
I'm saying with all the raw vegetation, I feel more like I'm grazing than eating.
So maybe you should fix something.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Well, Nick, if that's something you want, maybe you should give it a try.
What, me cook? Nah, that's a chick thing.
Mom.
Some of the best chefs in the world are men.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, sure, I could get into that. Throw a little something together. That sounds good. Okay, ladies, lunch will be in half an hour. And this time, prepare yourself for a real meal.
I can hardly wait.
You two really should go easier on each other.
We're just teasing.
Well, I know, but still.
Of course, it would make it a lot easier if you ever did anything the right way.
Oh, you mean your way?
That's what I said.
Sweetheart, I don't want this to come as too great a shock, but not everybody has to do things the same way.
But he's so...
different?
Well, yeah. Everything has to be so tough and manly.
And that's bad?
It's sure not good.
You know, I think some of your problem is you've never had a brother. Well, for that matter, Nick has never had a sister. You know, men and women, we do things differently sometimes. And sometimes we have entirely different outlooks.
Exactly. The right one and the wrong.
Different doesn't make something wrong. And it doesn't make it right. Different is just, well, it's different. You know, think of the animals we brought in. Some had horns, others feathers or trunks. I mean, wouldn't it be boring if they all looked and acted the same?
Yeah, I guess.
And one animal isn't better than the other, is it? They're just different. So instead of fighting about your differences, maybe the two of you could, I don't know, start enjoying them?
I always enjoy Nick's ignorance.
Lisa!
Okay, I'll try.
Come on, let's go see what he's doing for lunch.
You mean what he's doing to it, don't you? Sorry.
Hey, Nick, what you fixing?
A culinary delight that will make your taste buds stand up and sing.
Great. So do I take the Pepto-Bismol now or later?
Ho-ho, very funny.
Hello? Oh, hi, Whip.
Gross. What's that smell? Did something die?
Well, yeah. In a manner of speaking.
Yes, we have. So what has the right Chef Nick prepared for us today?
Specialty of the house. Uh-huh. Hot dog and sausage sandwiches.
Nick!
Each sprinkled with an ample portion of bacon, carefully wrapped in succulent slices of bologna.
Mom!
And topped with a generous mound of Spam. Your choice of smoked or regular. Bon appetit, ladies.
Oh, Lisa, are you all right? Honey, you don't look so...
I think I'm going to explode.
Well, certainly, I understand.
I tell you, some people we'll have no sense of the ironic.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lisa.
No, it's our privilege.
Lisa, sweetheart,
bye-bye.
Are you all right?
Trouble?
No, not really trouble. Where'd the girls go?
Yeah, you know women. One has to go to the restroom, they all gotta go. Come on, dig in.
Yeah, thanks. This looks, nutritious.
You can say that again. A real man's meal.
Come on, Gus. You've got to eat. Come on, open up now.
Nick?
Over here. Let's go. Come on.
Are we still not responding, huh?
No. And I'm getting a little worried. Tracy was here earlier. He won't cooperate with any of us.
Oh, he's looking pretty dehydrated, too.
I don't know how long he can go like this.
Poor fellow.
Come on, now. Come on!
Listen, Nick, Tracy and I, well, we have to make an important decision. And since you're part of the family now, we need to know what you think about it as well.
Sure, what's up?
How do you think you and Lisa are getting along?
Pretty good. At least we're not trying to kill each other anymore.
Maim and cripple, maybe, but not kill.
Yeah. It's just, she's always trying to make me do stuff her way. All tender and touchy-feely.
I see. Well, that was quite a stunt you pulled for lunch.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
I thought the antacid after dinner mints were particularly thoughtful.
I thought you'd appreciate it. What is it about her? I mean, she's such a... such a...
girl?
Yeah, you can say that again. Let's face it, women are really weird.
Yep, not at all like us, huh?
You got that right.
Mm-hmm. Probably be a whole lot better if they just thought and acted like you and me, huh?
I hear that.
At least for the first 5 seconds.
What do you mean?
Well, you think about it. What would happen if women all thought exactly like men, huh? Or if they all acted exactly like us, or if they all looked exactly like us?
Well, that'd stink.
Yeah, it would. I mean, let's face it, they may seem weird and everything, but Well, without women, things could get pretty boring pretty fast.
Yeah, I suppose. And some things may be different, can be better, if we can survive it.
Yes, if we can survive it. But it's not just between men and women. I mean, when we're around anybody different, it makes us bigger. Somehow it makes us better.
How so?
I don't know. Somehow it helps us experience more of life. You know, appreciate its different aspects. Well, a lot more than if you and I were just carbon copies of each other, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I see your point. So tell me, well, what's the real reason behind this talk?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, first you say you want to run something past me, then I get this little Brady Bunch speech.
I'm that obvious, huh?
Only to someone with my astute mental capabilities.
Oh, I see.
So,
Tracy and I have decided that it's...
Michael! Nick! The ostriches have broken out of their pen.
What?
They're heading up to the east pasture.
But that's not fenced in yet.
Exactly. Hurry! Lisa! Michael!
Over here. Where are they? I don't see
right up there, on the ridge.
The ridge? That's near the highway.
They could wander out into traffic. We better hurry and get them.
Okay, there's four of us and four birds. Let's each take one and start directing it back towards the barn.
What about Lisa?
What about me?
Well, I mean, it's not like you can see where
they... You just get me up there and I'll handle it.
Gotcha.
Let's go. Okay, head off that male to the left. I've got the female here.
Will do. Yeah, yeah,
woohoo!
Move it, yeah! No, not that way, this way. Yeah, yee-hee, yeah!
Okay, girl, now just take it easy, nice and easy.
Please, you need any help?
No, Mom, I'm okay.
All right. Come on, let's go, Penny. Come on.
Nobody's gonna hurt you. We just need you to get back into the crowd, okay? Come on. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah, yee-hee!
You're looking good, Trace.
You too, partner.
Yep. Bird wrangling, just another one of my many hidden talents.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Get along, little birdie, get along. All right.
You don't think he's enjoying this too much, do you?
How's Lisa doing?
I'm not sure. She's still up on the ridge.
Come on now, sweetheart. We've just got to get you turned around. Come on now. Home is back there. Here, let me give you a hand. Ow! Ow! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Ow! Leave me alone! Stop it! Let me... Stop it! Stop picking me! Stop it! Please! You're hurting! Stop it! Stop!
Hey! Hey, get away from her! Come on, get away! Go on, get out of here! Go on! Move it! Scram! Lisa, you all right?
Yeah.
You're bleeding.
Yeah, she caught me a couple times. Ow.
Sorry.
I don't know what happened. She just went crazy.
Well, here, let me help you up.
I couldn't have been nicer. I sweet-talked to her and she just turned on me.
Yeah, well, sweet-talk doesn't always work, kiddo. Sometimes you just gotta be tough.
I don't know what happened.
Well, I know it ain't your style, but... Sometimes throwing your weight around and showing them who's boss is the only way.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Thanks.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I said thanks.
No, I meant the other part.
I guess you're right?
Well, what a delightful phrase. Music to my ears.
Nick.
I guess you're right. I tell you, a man could really get spoiled hearing those words.
Then I'll do my best to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, thanks. I knew I could depend on you.
Don't mention it. Hey, where's my bird?
Looks like he's heading on home.
Oh, well, I guess we should get back then.
Your wish is my command.
If it was only that easy.
You get those wounds cleaned up?
Yeah, they weren't bad. He still isn't eating?
Nope. Your mom's putting in a call to the university. I guess this isn't exactly everyday veterinarian stuff.
It's too bad you're having so much trouble.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. I know you're doing the best that you can, but...
But...
Well, have you tried being nice to him?
Lisa, I've tried being everything to him.
Okay, okay. Well, hi there, cutie. You know, you should really try eating for your Uncle Nick. Yes, you should. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is... Nick!
I see it.
When I press on his trunk, he opens his mouth.
I see.
Here, give me the bottle.
Okay, here you go. Hey, he's starting to drink.
Good boy, atta boy.
Way to go. Come on, keep it up.
And look, when I let up on his trunk...
He stops.
Good news, kids. I just got off the
phone.
Look,
Mom, Gus is drinking.
He's really putting it down.
All we had to do was press on his trunk.
That's right. It makes him think his mother is above him. I just got off the phone with the university. But it doesn't look like you needed their help after all.
You got that right. Those boys at ZooU don't got nothing over us. Right, Lise?
Right.
All it takes is the right approach and a little teamwork.
I see.
He's right, Mom. You know, being different doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Yeah. Not if you learn how to use those differences. Attaboy. Keep putting it down.
I think I might be beginning to understand.
Who's that?
It looks like Mr. Whitaker. He's got a couple of passengers with him.
Already? Listen, Nick, Lisa, we didn't get a chance to talk to you guys, but...
Looks like a couple of kids.
Hey, guys. Is that Whitaker's van? Mm-hmm. He's a little early, isn't he?
Early for what?
Nick, remember when we were talking about how differences in people can be good? You know, and how those differences don't just have to be between men and women?
Yeah.
Well...
Hello there, folks.
Hi, Whit.
Hi, Whit.
Well, I'm sorry we're early. I want you to meet a couple of good friends of mine. Girls, come on over here. Jessica, Janelle, these are the Mulligans. Tracy, Michael, their daughter Lisa, and her cousin Nick. You're going to be staying with them for a while.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys, you're, well, you're...
Twins?
Well, yeah, but,
What? You've got something against twins?
No, I,
Maybe it's because we're black.
What's that?
She says maybe you've got something against African-Americans.
No. You're both...
Don't worry about Nick. He's just learning to appreciate women.
So have you folks had dinner?
Well, we were going to swing by Biffy's Burgers, but they were closed, so...
Oh, we've got plenty. Come on in.
Well, if you're sure it's no bother.
Oh, no. The more the merrier. I hope you like meat, though. We've got a few leftovers from lunch.
I love meat.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Jessica here, she's more the vegetarian type.
Oh. So, do either of you two like animals?
It depends on how they're cooked.
I really appreciate your opening up your home like this, Tracy. You think things will work out?
I'm sure. Nothing we can't handle. With God, it's a piece of cake. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah, right. A piece of cake. Just another day in the life of the magnificent Mulligans.
In the 12th chapter of his first letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes, "There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of activity, but in all of them and in every one the same God is active. In each of us, the Spirit is seen to be at work for some useful purpose." You know, in today's story, we've seen how the Mulligan family have come to see firsthand how their differences can work together for a common good. So rather than fight with or insult one another about our differences, we should stop and ask how God is using our differences to help us all grow in Jesus. It isn't always easy, but it's something we should all learn to do. Thank you for joining us for another adventure with the Magnificent Mulligans. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Viva la Difference was written and directed by Bill Myers. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.